Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we live in exciting times. And, of course, how do you find yourself through the labyrinth? How do you find your way through the maze that faces us of conflicting information? And you must understand that we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our concepts suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And as we read the newspaper, as we watch television, as we listen to talk radio, there is information planted there intentionally, purposely, maliciously to confuse us. And when you understand that, why, things make a lot more sense. But there are a few people you can trust that, will help you through the maze, and one of them is our good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's with us this morning and whose articles appear regularly at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. If you're not on their email list, shame on you. You need to get their articles. They're free. You can pull them down. You can get on the email list. I peruse them every day. And often, the guests that I have, who are so insightful, will come from the articles that I've read off of newswithviews.com. So with that as a background, our special guest and friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Well, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, we'll be picking up on something I've talked a few weeks ago to your listeners about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, but in this case it'll be the background of it, because they really need to know where it comes from. But before I do that, picking up on what you said about News with Views and how you look at it each day, there are a lot of good columnists on there, and one of the things you just mentioned about men we've never heard of, there's a recent column by John Christian Ryder on there.
Wasn't that good?
Talking about Ned Lamont and how did some sort of young upstart defeat a well-established Joe Lieberman up in Connecticut, and he gives some of that background. He talks about how Thomas Lamont of J.P. Morgan, one of the very influential types, one of the power elite, who I talk about, is his grandfather. He didn't go into everything. He didn't get into the next stage of Corliss Lamont and how that follows through, but it was very, very good about Thomas Lamont and J.P. Morgan and his influence on the banking industry and the Council on Foreign Relations and so on. So there's a number of very good writers on there, and this is one of those men you've never heard of types. The Thomas Lamont is sort of a behind-the-scenes fellow, sort of like Colonel House, but very, very influential.
Not only that, but Thomas Lamont went to Versailles with Colonel House back in 1918, and because the American people don't know history, they really don't understand what's going on today. Thomas Lamont had a son named Corliss Lamont, who, if he wasn't a communist, till Doodle One comes along. Corliss had a son who just recently defeated Joe Lieberman in Connecticut, and there's not one person in 100,000 in America who understands what this family is, one of the most wealthy families in the United States. They're not millionaires, they're billionaires, but we can't let the American people think that. Oh, Mr. Lamont, he just came out of nowhere. I know, a hard-working businessman. Yeah, go ahead, Dennis.
Sure, it's sort of like Evan Thomas, who's has been the Washington bureau chief for Newsweek. People just say, well, there's Evan Thomas, and they don't say that he's the grandson of Norman Thomas, the multi-time Socialist Party candidate for president from about 1936 through 1948. So these sons and grandsons keep popping up of these prominent people.
Of course, Lamont is into television, has a little television station or something of the sort.
That's a promo for News with Views, and it's many good authors. But picking up on what I've discussed with your listening audience before, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, I'll just briefly mention again that it's something that was signed back in March 23 of 2005 by the leaders of the three countries, President Bush for the U.S., the leaders also of Canada and Mexico. And it's supposedly to improve the security and economic prosperity of all three nations. What your listeners may not understand is that our country, the U.S., is being bought up all over the place by these foreign entities. And the last time when I was talking about Javier Solana and the influence of Spain, I had mentioned that there was a Spanish company named Centra who had combined with Zachary, Z-A-C-H-R-Y, down in San Antonio, Texas. Zachary would construct what's called the Trans-Texas Corridor, and Centra would monitor it and manage it and so on, and eventually that would come become part of the larger Trans-America Highway, superhighway, that would go up to Kansas City. And as I mentioned previously to your listeners, the whole idea behind this, as I've said before, is Mexico is being used sort of as a 51st state, but without the health and environmental and all of these regulations, which allows them to keep wages down. And so this way you have a lot of Chinese, whether it's Hutchison Whampoa, who actually manages Lazaro Port, Lazaro Cardenas Port down there. They will offload Chinese, communist Chinese, containers with various products in them, and they'll be offloaded by the longshoremen down there rather than American longshoremen, which undercuts the American workers, and then they'll be either on what's called the, the Kansas City Southern de Mexico Railroad, or a, various truckers who will be Mexican rather than the Teamsters, U.S. truckers. And so, once again, that undercuts American jobs, American wages, and uses Mexican workers at a far lower wage. And then they'll come up to Mexico, from Mexico to Kansas City, where there will be a Mexican customs official, not U.S., Mexican customs official who will inspect it there in Kansas City. But that's where I had left off. The point is, it's far broader than that. You have the same outfit, Centra, in Madrid, Spain, combining with a outfit called Macquarie Infrastructure Group of Sydney, Australia, and they own the Indiana Toll Road. I mean, there's a consortium that really runs that thing.
We'll be right back here with Dr. Dennis Cuddy, here on American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And Dr. Cuddy is pointing out that we are basically selling off much of the infrastructure of the United States to other countries. After all, the states need money, and what's wrong with the free enterprise system is we sell our toll roads and our bridges and other parts of our infrastructure, many of our major factories, many of our major resources, they're all being sold to international companies. In fact, in my the coming tsunami syllabus, why, I just list page after page after page of our major corporations, Westinghouse, and right on down the line of our, so many of the major food stores and all, they're all foreign owned. People don't understand. They're selling America. And with that, they're selling America's heritage. And either we're allowing others to buy up our major factories and buy up our roads and infrastructure, or we're moving our factories and our jobs overseas and then bringing in massive numbers of highly trained immigrants who will take our better paying jobs at a much lower wage scale, and all part of the plan of bringing equality to the world. That is equality except for the feudal lords, now the Lamonts and the Morgans and the Rockefellers and those people who really do control the wealth of the world. So pick the story up there, Dennis.
I like what you had said, since you mentioned Lamont again, about Corliss being, if not a communist, he'll do till one comes along. Cause I remember in the 20s, as his father, you know, big banker type, was doing his thing, here was Corliss involved, I think it was with the Institute for Pacific Relations, a far leftist group. He was with or chairman of something called the American-Soviet Friendship Society, and so he really has a strong connection with the Soviet communists as well as others. But it's not just the high-paying jobs, but the low-paying jobs, these guest workers. I mean, if you stop and think about it, the current administration, Congress, say, "Oh no, you know, we don't want illegal aliens. Yeah, we want to, you know, monitor this and protect the borders." But we got to link it with this guest worker program. Well, I mean, think about what the guest worker program is. They say, "Oh, it's limited, you know, 3 years, and then they must return." Well, I mean, the name may change, you know, from Juan for 3 years and Raul for 3 years, but the point is, there's somebody going to be here permanently. I mean, you may be a different person, but the next one will come in, take the same job, so it may as well have been the first one. The point is, tremendous numbers of lower-paying jobs in construction, hotel, motel, grass cutting, carpet cleaning, whatever, will be going to these individuals on a permanent basis. In other words, forget about the lower-skilled Americans. They'll be gone. There'll be no jobs for them if you have this, in effect, permanent guest worker program coming here. So it's the high-paying jobs as well as the low-paying jobs, and in the middle class, they've been already, you know, farmed out to Bangladesh and wherever. It's not that we're competing, as I said before, it's not that we're competing with great Chinese or, you know, whatever it is, ingenuity. What's basically happened, although there is some of that, is an arbitrage of labor, meaning American companies have been shipping monies and technology to these other places. So you'll have an American outfit literally funding and giving technology to a Chinese, quote, partnership, or whatever they want to call it, and then using that very, very cheap labor and sending the goods back in here. So it's not like we say, well, free trade, you know, Americans can compete against anybody, you know, we have intelligence, whatever. The point is that we're not competing against others. We're competing against ourselves, meaning if you mean the multinational corporations, which are headquartered here. It's like Americans against the American corporations.
And one of the largest funders of communist China is an American corporation called Goldman Sachs. And, I mean, they've gone into partnership with the Chinese banks, you know, to give them the funding, funding industries over there and massive building that really unparalleled in all history. And who is the new Secretary of the Treasury? A man who gave up a $40 million a year job to make $180,000 as Secretary of the Treasury? Why, Mr. Paulson, who formerly the President of Goldman Sachs, who's bringing in other people from Goldman Sachs for key positions in the United States Treasury. These people are so idealistic, why they'll give up, you know, a $40 million a year job to make $180,000 because they really care so much for America.
Where did Robert Rubin go? And many Rhodes Scholars, as I have in the back of my secret records revealed, have been going with Goldman Sachs, whether it's, you know, their office in Singapore or wherever it is. Plus, not only communist China, but when we had this great liberation, you know, of perestroika, whatever, in the Soviet Union, there was Goldman Sachs. They were the leading funders of that. But you'll notice that when they got a lot of investors in there, all of a sudden, after a year or so, you started to have an implosion of the Russian economy, and lo and behold, you read the fine print on their contracts, and they had protected themselves, the higher-ups, the Goldman Sachs people, from this downturn of the Soviet economy. But meanwhile, they had gotten a lot of American, you know, average American investors to put their money in over there, and it was a great debacle, because the Russian economy isn't all that great today, despite all the economic aid that we, including Goldman Sachs, gave to them. So, well, anyway, back to the subject. It's not just that Americans are getting into this security and prosperity partnership, but as you were saying, and the example I gave was this Centra company hooking up with this Australian company to have the toll road in Indiana toll road. But it's not just there, as you also mentioned. The same Australian company will get the tolls if you go from Detroit to Windsor, right across from Detroit in Canada, as well as they own a bridge in Alabama and so on. So a lot of the money, not just ownership, but money, you know, I mean, if you manage a toll road, you get the funds. In effect, you may as well own it, except that the Americans put up the money for the construction also. The people in Alabama or Indiana, whatever, the tax dollars go to put these things into operation, whether building a highway or a road or a bridge or whatever. But then here comes the Australian company or a Spanish company say, okay, now that you people have put up the money for this, thank you very much. We're going to collect the toll for this thing. It's really sort of nuts, but the American people seem to be oblivious to this and going along with it. Well, anyway, so what I decided to do in this recent column on News with Views is to give the background of it. And the important point to remember is, just like with Iraq, prior to our war against Iraq, you would have this Council on Foreign Relations with James Baker Institute study group involving Ken Lay and of Enron fame, or infamy, together putting out in advance of that and in advance of the 9/11 attacks what we should be doing over in that area of the world, whether it's the Caspian region or in Iraq. And so similarly with this Security and Prosperity Partnership, it doesn't just pop out of nowhere. At the same time this is being developed, you have this CFR report called Building a North American Community. And it was released just a couple of months after, but it was in the works beforehand in May 2005. And what it said, there were individuals from the U.S. and Canada and Mexico involved in this, was that by 2010 there'd be something called this North American Union, and it'd have its own court and legislative body and executive commission and customs officials, and it would have this new currency called the Amero. Now, my guess is they won't just junk the dollar immediately. You'll have it sort of simultaneously, like you'll keep the Italian lira and the euro, right? But the euro will become dominant. So the idea is you can keep your dollar, but we'll also have this Amero. And then eventually, as the dollar is undercut, as it's already being, you'll have more and more people, especially in international transactions, going towards this Amero. And so what I decided to do was give this this background as to how all this basically takes place. And the first thing I did was say back right after the country, the U.S., was founded. In 1792, they really did have magazines and journals back then. And the July issue of something called American Museum had a column in there by a Philip Freneau. And he was warning the young Americans about their republic, their young republic, and how the power elite would undermine it. And he talked about having no-win wars in the future and have government linked up with banks and get people in debt and so on, you know, the typical strategy that we know they have used. And so what happened was the powers that be at that time were still mainly in Europe. And they didn't like the idea of this independence, this American independence, because they wanted to control people all over the world. And the best way they thought to do that was divide and conquer. And so they had, for the first half of the 1800s, been planning ways to break up the U.S., whether it was be north, south, east, where, you know, whatever. The logical tact they took was break up the north from the south. And so in 1863, I put down that a historian named Motley wrote a letter to the London Times, and these are his words. The ultimate object of the conspirators, that's what he called them, was to establish a Gulf Empire, end quote. And that what it meant was the southern U.S. would be broken off from the north and linked up with Gulf nations, Mexico, the Caribbean nations, and so on. And so what they would have, he said, and this is his word, was unlimited Negroes producing unlimited cheap products, end quote. And so what you have, of course, with freedom of the slaves was a substitution. And so the idea today is the same, you know, unlimited Hispanics producing unlimited cheap products. And that's been the goal for a long, long time. And in fact, the very next year, in 1864, November 21, just about 5 months before President Lincoln was assassinated, he wrote a letter to a fellow named William Elkin. And in that, he was basically saying, you know, forget the war. I mean, the war is bad, but he says, I'm even more concerned that there's this powerful group of people working, quote, until all wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed, end quote. And so he knew full well what was going on. And so shortly thereafter, you have among these powerful people over in England, John Ruskin is talking about, in these elitist terms, at Oxford University about being the best northern blood, and it's, you know, up to us to dominate everybody and rule the world, and we're the best, and so on.
That's about 1870, right?
Right, around 1870, and there's this young Cecil Rhodes in attendance there, and he's taking notes and writing down the whole lecture there, and shortly thereafter has his confession of faith, and it goes into his first will, and he has seven eventually. But the bottom line is Rhodes forms this secret society of the elect to, quote, take the government of the whole world. And he has under him a circle of initiates, you know, seven, eight members close to him. And then a larger group called the Association of Helpers, and that group forms round table groups all over it's not just the British Empire, they're in Germany too, but, you know, Australia, Canada, and so on. And from the round table groups comes the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, as well as the Royal Institute of International Affairs over in England. And so what happens on Rhodes' death is that Alfred Lord Milner becomes the inheritor of the implementation of the plan. And he's, you know, instituting the roundtable groups and so on. And he writes a letter, and I put the quote from this, October 27 of 1908, and he writes a letter to the Canadian Association of Helpers member, Arthur Glazebrook. And Dr. Stan and I both have lists of these people, the Canadians and New Zealanders and Australian Association members. But anyway, in this letter, it's very revealing because he says, quote, I think every member of your body, now this will be the Toronto Roundtable Group, I think every member of your body should feel it's his principal business to influence as many people as possible who are not of it and who do not know they are being influenced, end quote. In other words, this is a secret operation. They're going to bring these people, key people, government, whatever, under their influence, but you're not going to let them know they're being influenced.
It's the same old game. They've been doing it for centuries. We're going to be right back here at the American Freedom Network with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them HNC sent you. And thanks.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
When you look at the sky, it seems relatively empty. Yet somewhere beyond that vast sea of blue lies Wild Blue, affordable high-speed internet via satellite. For as little as $49.95 a month with free installation, Wild Blue brings you the world and your connection to it. Imagine surfing the web with lightning-fast speeds up to 30 times quicker than dial-up. Suddenly, you can send large emails in a flash. You can even download music or watch videos online. Plus, Wild Blue comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Finally, just about everyone under the sun has access to affordable high-speed internet. And like the clear blue sky, that's a beautiful thing. Wild Blue, high-speed internet out of the blue.
Make the move to Wild Blue Country. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE today and get free installation. That's 1-866-WILD-BLUE or see your local dealer. Must have Southern line of sight. Speeds may vary. Price of first value back. Promotional plan details subject to change at any time. See wildblue.com for full details.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's testified before Congress, who's taught at the university level, was in the Reagan administration in the Department of Education, certainly a historian of renown, and certainly one of the best sources of fascinating information that you'll find. And if you're not reading his regular articles in newswithviews.com, well, you're really missing out. And we keep them. We keep them on file. And all sorts of information you will never get elsewhere, but reliable. That's the important thing. And any time I called out Cuddy and asked for a verification or where the information came from, he has always had it. So with that as a background, let's get on with this whole idea that they're really selling America to foreign companies or turning it over to foreign companies. They're going to build this massive highway through the central of our country. They are going to establish the Security and Prosperity Partnership, begin to unite the United States with Mexico and Canada as part of the Council on Foreign Relations program for building a North American community. Now, the only good thing is we have, and any of you would like to see, we offer a video called Union 2005. It was made some years ago. You'll see David Rockefeller talking for over half an hour about the plan, how we are going to consolidate the Northern Hemisphere by 2005. Well, their plan didn't work out, so now they're going for 2010. They have a plan. They get some setbacks, but David Rockefeller is part of this plan that goes all the way back to Lord Alfred Milner. And Dr. Kelly was telling us how in 1908 Milner was writing to, and remember, Milner was the man who took control of Cecil Rhodes' secret society when Rhodes died in 1902. So Milner is writing to someone in Canada telling how they're going to have to begin to beguile people, to influence people, to get them to go along with their program, but they were never to know about the secret society working behind the scenes. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yes, and the individual, and as I said, you and I have the list of these Association of Helpers members in Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and so on. This particular one was Arthur Glazebrook, who was in charge of the Toronto Roundtable Group. And this is 1908, just a few years after Milner and the rest of them are forming these. And when you mention Rockefeller, the key in all this is I'm giving like a, you know, this year and then this year and this year somebody does something. But don't forget the overall plan. Remember, this flows from Rhodes' plan. When Dr. Stan just mentioned David Rockefeller, it's not just Rockefeller. Remember, he was chairman of the CFR from 1970 to 85. In this particular case, remember I had said that you want to influence these people in Canada without them know they're being influenced. A few years later, in Canada, now remember, we're talking about these three nations, Canada, U.S., and Mexico, as being combined here into this region, this North American Union. Same thing happens some decades later. What you have is the Canadian Prime Minister named Lester Pearson, and he's surrounded by Rhodes Scholars. Those are the people who were selected. Actually, the term they use was mathematically selected to fit Cecil Rhodes' bill. That's why they're called Rhodes Scholars, Bill Clinton and so on. And they surrounded this fellow, and this was the same sort of principle, you know, influence them without knowing they're being influenced. Create in their minds this internationalist concept. And so what you find is that this Prime Minister, Lester Pearson, was according to a book called UN Peace Force, he was, quote, the author of the UN Emergency Force. In other words, the UN military came from this guy. This was his idea, Canadian Prime Minister Lester Pearson, who also had, more than people realize, a role in getting General MacArthur bounced. MacArthur said something negative about him the next day. Next day, MacArthur's gone. I mean, Harry Truman was doing his thing. That's true. But there was some involvement of Lester Pearson in the removal of General MacArthur as well. And also, you need to remember this overarching plan. One of the key people, the top three people around Rhodes, was Reginald Balliol Brett, or Lord Esher. And during the First World War, he's the one who meets with the money man, Morgenthau, who's a supporter of Wilson. And they're talking, and this is in Lord Escher's diary, about, you know, how you have access to him, and we need to shed American blood as soon as possible to get the U.S. into this war. So here we have, again, a close member of the inner circle of Cecil Rhodes, manipulating with American big money supporters of Wilson to get the U.S. into the war. And now a lot of people say, well, yeah, okay, makes sense, Britain, anyway. But remember, this isn't just them. It's not just the U.S. and Canada and England. Remember that part of Rhodes's groups, in fact, this Association of Helpers, involved Germany. Now think about this. We're, you know, England is supposed to be going to war with Germany. You have Edward Grey, Lord Grey, deliberately misleading Prince Karl Lichnowsky, who's the German ambassador to England during the First World War, thinking that if Germany comes in on the side of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, that England will not come in on the side of Russia and France. But lo and behold, guess what? You know, April Glaspie and Saddam Hussein revisited beforehand. Same sort of misleading principle. Well, remember that part of this group that Rhodes has formed involves Germans. There's an actual list, Dr. Stan and I both have it, of the German Association of Helpers members. I think there's one called von Moltke in there, and his father was, you know, one of these high German generals and so on. But there's a list of Germans. So here at the same time, you have Britain misleading Lichnowsky, the representative of the official German government. Behind the scenes, you have this Association of Helpers members in Germany, well-placed, high-level, important people who are working with Rhodes and the British plan. So, yeah, there's all this behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't know about.
Well, what you're basically saying is they control people in both governments that are going to war, and so the war is really sort of a charade. An awful lot of people get killed, about 21 million, but the purpose of the war was so altruistic. They wanted to bring about the League of Nations and a
yep.
world government. And isn't there a greater good? After all, if we could bring about world government, then we could do away with war, so we'll fight a war to bring peace, which doesn't make sense, but we're not dealing with rational people.
In fact, Colonel House later, right, in one of the first volumes of the CFR's Journal of Foreign Affairs, he said, if the First World War had not come in, quote, fierce and exaggerated form, quote, then we couldn't have gotten the League. He said, you know, that was necessary for the League to be accepted. Of course, there was, you know, fly in the ointment and all that sort of stuff with Henry Cabot Lodge's people in Massachusetts sort of nixing the idea of the 14 points and the League when Wilson was pushing it. But, you know, no problem. We'll have a Second World War. And, you know, that'll do it.
Well, so, but if that doesn't do it, maybe we can have a Third World War.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just what we're seeing unfolding now. As President Ahmadinejad, he looked like he came from Central Casting in Hoboken, New York. President Ahmadinejad of Iran are making these threatening remarks as we prepare for World War III. We'll be right back with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan Rack here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and please proceed, Dennis.
Sure. Picking up on what you just said about Ahmadinejad in Iran, who are some of the most strongly independent, very militarily savvy people on the face of the earth? The Israelis, right? Okay. So what would it take to undermine them? Well, remember the CFR Lincoln Bloomfield quote about if the communist threat or dynamic was greatly abated, the West would lose whatever incentive it has for world government? Okay, same principle. It just substitute the word radical Muslim. If the radical Muslim threat were greatly abated, the Israelis would lose whatever incentive it has for world government. So the same sort of tactic is being played there in southern Lebanon or with the PLO. You have to pressure the Israelis. You have to create instability there and wary the people, as well as the Arabs in the area and the sort of moderate Muslims and so on. But anyway, it's the same sort of principle. You have to have this chaos and turmoil for this to proceed. Now, time sort of fleeting, so I'm going to have to really whiz here. I'll just hit the highlights, but your listeners can go to newswithviews.com, and you get on the home page, scan down on the left side, will be my name, click on my name, and this article will be at or near the top. It's called Security and Prosperity Partnership Background. Where we were was around the time of World War II. And early on in the war, you had another Canadian Association of Helpers member, P.E. Percy Corbett, authoring Post-War Worlds. Now remember, this is the beginning of the war. Who knows who's going to win, right? But at the beginning, they're talking about a world, he is, in his book, about a world association. Now, I'm going to read this only because pay attention to the words and reflect on whether we have that today. He says, at that time, this is 60 years ago, a world association binding together and coordinating regional groupings of states that may evolve toward one universal federal government. World government is the ultimate aim, with common economic agencies for advice and control, an economic and financial organization embracing trade, development, and migration commissions, and a central bank. These functions, the functions of these institutions would be to regulate the production and distribution of raw materials and food, control the flow of interregional investment and migration, etc. All of those points, that's what we got, and they're pursuing under this SPP. All right, shortly thereafter, after the First War, in 1952, you have this world government map developed as to when the new world order, world government, finally comes about, what nations will be policing what. So you can't count on American troops to shoot Americans, right? Okay, well, in Mexico, from about Long Beach, California, down through Mexico, that will be policed by Chinese, specifically Mongolian, but they're Chinese. And that's what I want to emphasize. Under this Security and Prosperity Partnership, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, you would have these Chinese containers, Hutchinson Holding Properties, I think, controls that port of Lazaro Cardenas, where there is a deep water port, as well as another one. And they offload these containers and so forth, and I mentioned that. Okay, in the end, when the world government comes about, Chinese will be heavily there. And lo and behold, they are. All right, moving along.
Well, just mentioned the American troops are to be stationed in Central Asia.
Right, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Yugoslavia, where they are, and a number of other places where we are. Yeah, the next year, in 53, the Ford Foundation president, Gaither, talks about directives in the White House for this comfortable merger with the U.S., between U.S. and USSR. Same thing applies here, Canada, U.S., and Mexico. Same year, John J. McCloy, who would be chairman of the CFR before David Rockefeller, this would be from 1953 to 70, at the same time, he was chairman of the Ford Foundation into the mid-60s. Right at that time, mid to late 60s, is when the Ford Foundation starts funding Hispanic organizations, very radical ones like the Southwest Council of La Raza Unida, giving them, it was created with a $630,000 grant. They've given over $31 million to these organizations over many years. And one of the heads, former head of the La Raza, said, quote, "It would hardly be an exaggeration to say that the Ford Foundation is the Chicano movement," end quote. All right, so That's the late 60s. In the early 70s, you have CFR members like Lester Brown writing books called World Without Borders, promoting this. You know, we have to lose some sovereignty. 2 years later is where Foreign Affairs publishes Richard Gardner, Rhodes Scholar's Hard Road to World Order, where he talks about an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece. That proceeds, and to give an example of this sort of regionalization, in 1991 you have the Pacific Northwest Economic Region. You can find that on the web, www.pnwer.org. And that's a combination, the region, Canada, U.S., is two Canadian provinces, Alberta and British Columbia, combining with Idaho, Montana, Oregon, state of Washington, Alaska, to form this joint region. All their, you know, their workforce will be developed along these lines, their international, economic competition, they will have, joined in this one market so that that region can compete against other regions of the world. It's known largely as Cascadia up there. But see, there you break down that border between the U.S. and Canada. A few years later, in 95, Gorbachev has his first State of the World Forum, and Zbigniew Brzezinski there reiterates this. He says, quote, "We cannot leap into world government through one quick step. A consensual global system requires a process. The precondition for eventual and genuine globalization is progressive regionalization, because by that we move towards larger, more stable, more cooperative units. The very next year, you have in 96, Rhodes Scholar and future CFR President Richard Haass, over 5 years before the terrorist attacks of 9/11, talking about this very subject. He talks about borders counting less and less, and then says, with this war against terrorism, it's unlimited battles, none of them decisive. What price are you going to pay? He says it'll be financial and personal. People have to accept longer lines before entering buildings, longer delays at airports. What do we have today? He says more intrusive searches of belongings in our persons. What do we have today? Greater vigilance will also involve a willingness to compromise some of our civil liberties, including accepting more frequent phone taps and surveillance. What do we have today? Those who would resist paying such a price should keep in mind that terrorism could well get worse in coming years," end quote. Now, that's 5 years before 9/11.
And today, Richard Haass is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all planned ahead of time. You're simply a pawn in this game. Dennis, thanks so much for being with us. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, Richard Haass, who today is the CFR in 1996, was writing about the long lines going into government buildings, the long lines at the airport. It was all planned ahead of time. Ladies and gentlemen, increased surveillance, listening to your telephone calls, increased government surveillance of everybody in the name of protecting us from the wicked terrorists. The article appeared in the op-ed section of the Washington Post. How do I know? Well, because there's an article in 1997, New American article, that refers to that Washington Post article. But if you go to the Washington Post archive today, you'll find that they have all the other op-ed articles by Richard Haass, but the August 1996 article that we're referring to has mysteriously disappeared. Now, I'm holding in my hand the article in the New American in 1997. Fortunately, however, a newspaper in Florida picked up the article, and we have a copy of that, where the whole plan for today is laid out. Everything happening today was planned, and behind that are the dark spiritual forces that are manipulating the world today. Now, if you really want to get into the background of this whole immigration situation, I would be glad to send you a copy of my May newsletter. It goes into the not only the whole plan for immigration, but the spiritual forces behind that, who's really behind it, with their logo. You can get it off the internet at trilateral.org, a circle made of three sixes joined together by an inverted broken cross. 666. That's the logo of the Trilateral Commission, organized by David Rockefeller back in the 1970s. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the man who created the Islamic State, radical Islamic State in Iran, who brought the Ayatollah, made it a power in 1979, who laid the foundation for the Afghan War in 1980 when he was National Security Advisor to President Carter. Zbigniew Brzezinski organized the Trilateral Commission, which was financed by David Rockefeller. Understand, everything is laid out ahead of time, and behind that are the dark spiritual forces that are dominating the world today. You need to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We carry David Rockefeller's memoirs. You need to read them. He's going to make himself look in pretty good light, but it's interesting to find out that his daughter is such a good friend of Fidel Castro, and that David Rockefeller openly admits that being part of a cabal that is conspiring with others to create a new international economic order. That's page 405. David Rockefeller's memoir is available from Radio Liberty. And then we're carrying a wonderful new book. It's called Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin. And, of course, you can get the book. You can get Malachi Martin's four-tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin and the satanic ritual in the basement of the Vatican, or you can get them together as the Malachi Martin special, the Hostage to the Devil book, and then, of course, the Wisdom of Malachi Martin four-tape set at a special reduced price. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, of our May newsletter, we'll send it to you free of charge if you call us, or go save us the money, go up on the internet to RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can pull down my main newsletter, copy it, distribute it. Your job is to let people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves
and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions.